This is Professor Riaz speaking. I will be serving as your guide in this quick tour of the software contained in the CD-ROM, which deals with the simulation of electric machine and drive systems using MATLAB and Simulink. The package consists of close to 100 demos of varied purposes and complexities, ranging from the simulation of a DC or AC machine, operating open loop with specified time-varying inputs, to that of a DC or AC drive system designed to control position or speed. Look at the file name contents for a listing. Also read the info PDF file to gain an overall appreciation of the methodology and approach used in their development. Let me summarize some of the main ideas and features of these simulations. Consider first the general approach to the modeling of machines. Modeling of AC machines is based on the use of system variables, namely voltages, currents, and flux linkages, that are represented by two-dimensional vectors known as space vectors. These vectors are expressed in a coordinate system that is common to both stator and rotor quantities. This forms the basis of the so-called DQ analysis of machines and of the notion of transformation of coordinate systems, also known as reference frames. The common DQ reference frame can be attached to the stationary stator, or to the moving rotor, or to the synchronous frame corresponding to the excitation frequency, or even to the rotor flux. The choice of frame is determined by the kind of excitation and/or symmetry of the machine. In this DQ formulation, the machine equations appear in simple, not to say elegant, vectorial forms that provide for useful geometric and physical interpretations of the interaction for the interactions occurring in the machine. Consider briefly the case of the induction machine. The resulting stator equations in vector form appear as follows: the space vector Vs equals the drop RSIS plus a time rate of change of state of flux linkage, lambda S, plus a speed voltage space vector ES, which is equal to the speed of the DQ frame, say omega k, times the state of flux vector lambda S rotated by 90 degrees. Similarly, for the rotor equations, VR, usually equal to zero, is equal to RRIR plus d lambda R by dt plus ER. This speed voltage ER is equal to the speed of the DQ frame relative to the rotor, omega k minus omega m, times the rotor flux lambda R rotated by 90 degrees. The choice of the flux linkage lambda S and lambda R as state variables, that is to say, they constitute the output of two-dimensional integrators, and the adoption of inverse inductance parameters, merely scalar multipliers, to retrieve the currents IS and IR from lambda S and lambda R, leads to a simple representation of the electrical system. In this vectorial formulation, the electromagnetic torque produced is neatly the cross product of any pair of currents and flux linkages space vectors. For instance, IR crossed into lambda R, or lambda S crossed into IS, or IR crossed into IR times a constant. Electric power now becomes the scalar or dot product of VSIS and VRIR, and the energy store is simply equal to one-half the dot product of lambda and I. All these linear operations, scaling, rotation, integration, can readily be carried out in block diagram form of Simulink. With the inherent vectorized capabilities of Simulink, a one-to-one correspondence can be established between the mathematical system equations and their graphical simulations, which thus acquire a more tangible, if not physical, representation. The simulation of DC machine is somewhat simpler because it only involves scalar operations. A similar functional approach is used to model power electronic converter and the controllers used in closed-loop operations of machines. A simple mathematical model is sought that preserves the basic function to be performed by these devices without going into their internal details. As an example, the PWM signal of the power electronic converter is simply realized by performing the signum operation, The output is plus 1 if the input is positive and minus 1 if the input is negative. This operation being done on the difference between a control signal and a high-frequency triangular-shaped carrier. Such an operation can readily be accomplished in Simulink blocks. Similarly, a PI controller with anti-wind-up features need only be represented by means of a gain, an output limiter, and an integrator incorporating saturation limits. A special emphasis has been placed in dealing with relatively simple structures of machines and drives at the system level in order to focus on the physics, the mathematics, if you will, underlying their operation and design. The flexibility inherent in these block diagram representations allows for a taking full advantage of doing, assessing, trying, in effect designing, indeed performing the what-if of simulation. What if I change the parameters of the device, its configuration or structure? What if I change the control algorithm? And here, the powerful techniques of cut and paste will allow you to adapt the present simulations to meet your special requirements and circumstances. In order to further develop a visual feel for the operation of electric machines, I have developed, using MATLAB, a series of what I call 3-second movies, showing different types of elementary machines in motion and also showing space vectors in motion. Look at some of the clips, which can be run separately outside of MATLAB. Let me say that I would appreciate it if I heard from you. I'd be delighted to receive any comments, suggestions, modification or corrections that you may have regarding these demos so that I may incorporate them in future updates. In the meantime, have fun in this game of simulation, and thank you for listening.